This is the Presiding Bishop's Column with Elizabeth Eaton. It's entitled, God Will Transform This Church. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. That's the name. That's our name. At least two parts of our name, evangelical and church, are either misunderstood or an outright stumbling block for a significant percentage of the American population. Pew Research reports that over one-fifth of the U.S. public and those under 30 are religiously unaffiliated. These are the nones, N-O-N-E-S. The religiously unaffiliated, whether never churched or de-churched, they don't have a favorable impression of the church. They see it as extremist, full of hypocrites, judgmental, anti-science, anti-intellectual, dogmatic, overly concerned about other people's morality, naive, and out of touch. Ouch. In the eyes of the nuns, the ELCA gets lumped in with everybody else. Though we aren't perfect and some of the characteristics of the church apply to us at various times, we have a theology based on liberating gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the oikumenon, the good news, the evangelical, in our name, points to the transforming love of Jesus, to reconciliation, to freedom, to grace. It's expansive for everyone and all creation, and it doesn't require our effort or our merit, only our trust in God's promise. It's not naive. Scripture, Martin Luther, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and others were clear-eyed about the reality of human sin and brokenness and the devastating consequences for individuals, groups of people, and creation that result. There is judgment, but it's God's, not ours. Our evangelical understanding of God's word is that it is both law and gospel, judgment and promise. We aren't an anything and everything goes antinomian church. I remember the light bulbs going off in my catechism students' heads when learning about grace. Does it give us license to do anything we want? Well, Paul had to address the same line of thinking in the letter to the Romans. Nope, grace makes it possible to be honest with ourselves and face our sin because the Spirit grants us the space, time, and desire to turn from our sin to the source of life. Our evangelical witness is full of paradox. We're simultaneously saint and sinner. Yes, there is hypocrisy in the church. Welcome to humanity. But there's also beauty and love poured by the Spirit into sometimes stubborn and broken hearts. There is law and gospel. We're at once perfectly free and Lord of all, and bound and servant of all. Our evangelical witness is that God called the creation good, and that we have been given the gifts of curiosity that compels us to study the natural world, to engage in scientific research. The more we know about creation, the closer we draw to the Creator. We aren't anti-intellectual. Luther was a college professor, after all. I happen to know some millennials who had conversations with their nun neighbors. These conversations were open and engaged. The nun neighbors carried above the mentioned preconceptions of the church, but they also knew that their millennial friends served as young adults in global mission and were active in their congregation. The nuns were trying to reconcile their perceptions of church with their experience of actual Lutherans, one of whom is a scientist. Without that knowledge, the nuns would never have known a true evangelical witness to the liberating good news of Jesus. In this issue, you've read about future church. God is calling us in this exciting mission, and the Spirit will activate each of us to invite people to know the way of Jesus and to discover community, justice, and love. The ELCA can hold up our evangelical witness, which is an alternative face of Christianity, not for institutional survival, but so that more people will experience the deep love of Jesus, be transformed and liberated by that love, and work for justice and peace. This mission will take all of us, and it means actual relationships with real people, led by an incarnational God. I believe that God will transform this church.